Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Reed Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. In this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, we're in the midst of doing these three quotes, a series, you know, three quotes on various topics from Walt and other people in the Disney universe. So today's quotes are about competition. And as always, the idea here is to, you know, offer some points from Walt, one of the great entrepreneurs, businessmen, creators of the 20th century, and others that might plant some seeds to spur your own thinking, your own creativity in your business and in your career. So let's see. Walt, number one, is a quote from Walt Disney. He said, quote, "I like the impossible because there's less competition," close quote. Wow, that's actually a very powerful quote. The economist in me, when I hear that, I get all excited, because that's what entrepreneurship and innovation is all about, right? You start up a business because you've got a great idea for a product. You see a market that's not being served or served properly, right? So you're, by definition, going in, if you do it right, where there isn't competition, at least initially, right? And then other people might catch on and, you know, you'll face competitors and so on. But that is really the first step in the entrepreneurial process that Walt is capturing there. Another quote from Walt, quote, "I have been up against tough competition all my life. I wouldn't know how to get along without it," close quote. That's an amusing way to put it, right? That if you're in business, if you're operating in the free enterprise system, quite frankly, no matter how big you get and no matter how big your market share, you're still going to face competition. And especially, I would argue today, it's just, it's always been the case, but it's accelerated given the, you know, technology and so on, the speed of our economy. But it's not like the companies that are referred to, for example, by various government regulators and so on as being monopolies, that they're actually monopolies. They're not. And they do face competitors, whether it's current competitors, emerging competitors, or the competitors that are coming tomorrow. And if you ignore any of them, you're in trouble. The third quote from the book Be Our Guest from the Disney Institute, quote, "Nor is Walt Disney World's competition restricted to theme park operators. When executives from Harley-Davidson, Inc. attended programs at Disney Institute, they suggested that their company was a Disney competitor because both companies vie for consumers' discretionary income," close quote. Spot on correct. Again, very excited to see something like this from an economist's perspective, because that's absolutely right. You are effectively competing for the consumers, as put in this quote, discretionary income. You know, if you're Disney, let's say, using Disney as an example, recreational dollars, leisure dollars, however you want to put it, you're competing against everybody. So, you know, when people say that, you know, the NFL is a monopoly, absolutely not. The NFL is competing against, well, baseball, basketball, hockey, going to the movies, every other, quite frankly, leisure or recreational undertaking you can think of. And the people at Harley-Davidson are absolutely correct. They and Disney are competing in the very broad, if you want to call it, entertainment and leisure industry. That's true. And I think we need to get our thinking around that as citizens, but also as people involved with businesses. If we have our own business, you got to remember, you're competing against the companies that are most obvious to you, right? But then there might not be such obvious companies, businesses that you're competing against. So think broadly. It'll help your business. Thanks for listening. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. You can get the Disney Planner there, by the way, the to-do list solution. Easy for me to say. My thrillers, mysteries, and historical fiction, if you like, you know, good storytelling, hopefully. Hopefully. There are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries. There's also Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, which is the first in a historical fiction series. They are all available. Kindle editions, paperbacks at Amazon.com, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Also, there are my economics books. Check out my Weekly Economist books. The third one, Weekly Economist 3, has just been published. By the way, if you don't want to miss any of my books, Go to patreon.com/PastorStephenGrantFellowship. Sign up at the bronze reader level or higher. You'll get 2 books right off the bat, and you'll get every free book by me going forward. So that's a great deal. You get other cool stuff too, like you get a thank you mention in each new book. So I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.